All right, so time now to shine the spotlight on a local organisation doing good work in the community. And this week, it's the Women's Lead Movement, and its founder, Malene Rousseau, joins us this morning. Lovely to welcome you back to the show, Malene. You're becoming something of a friend of the show. Great to have you back with us.
Absolutely. I need to start charging royalties here. Good morning, Sarah Jane, and thank you so much for having me back on the programme.
No, an absolute pleasure. So the focus this morning is less on you and your incredible achievements, and although this is one of your incredible achievements, so it is still about you. It's the Women's Lead Movement. Tell us all about that. It founded in 2017.
Absolutely. So Women Lead Movement is a non-profit organization formalized in January 2017 and officially registered in June 2017. So we have a bit of an anniversary this month, Sarah Jane. So two of the main objectives of WLM, the first one obviously is to promote a more gender equal society. And the problem that we are addressing is gender inequality and discrimination against girls and women, and specifically women and girls in disadvantaged communities. I mean, women have been structurally and systemically oppressed in the social, political, and economic sectors of society for eons. And although we comprise of about, I think, 52% of the South African population, it has been acknowledged that women still constitute the most marginalized and vulnerable group in South Africa. I mean, this is unacceptable. So as Women Lead Movement, we believe that it is important to empower, to capacitate, and to educate women and girls to participate meaningfully in the social, economic, political life and leadership and in decision-making and public life more generally in order to increase their voices in society. The second objective of the organization is to promote an active, informed, and participatory citizenry. And this is so close to my heart. I mean, active citizenry literally means ordinary people, people like myself, getting involved in their local communities and democracy at all levels, from towns to cities to nationwide activity. It can be as small as starting a campaign to clean your streets, or as big as educating young people about democratic values, skills, and participation. And we believe that this is the most important step towards building a healthier and prosperous society. So how do we do it? How do we promote that? We promote it through education, through dialogue, through facilitating participation. And for a fragile democracy like South Africa, it is vitally important for us to awake from this apathy that has gripped us into inaction. Some of our services just briefly includes educational workshops, advocacy and campaigning, community dialogue is one of my favorite, and then community action planning, which is also a flagship of Women Lead Movement. We do a little bit of research, we do a lot of writing, and on the occasion, if I'm asked, I do some motivational speaking as well.
Can we talk about the community dialogue? What does that look like, Malene? How does that work?
You know, the biggest challenge in communities generally is that ordinary people do not feel as if they have a say. And so a lot of people will argue that, you know, we have police, community policing forums, or we have the Ratepayers Association, all this ward committee, which I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, in most wards, it doesn't really exist. So a community forum or a community dialogue is just basically inviting ordinary people, apolitical or political, to come into one room with their representatives, with the, you know, key stakeholders in the community, and discussing challenges that faces the community, but not only bemoaning issues, but coming up with constructive solutions and volunteering themselves to solve the problems of their community. And in that, you know, when we have these dialogues, we normally draw up this community action plan. We would say, okay, so these are the top five things that we want to work on, and this is how long it's going to take, and we want to be part of that community upliftment, you know?
If you're just joining us this morning, we welcome back to the show Malene Rousseau, who is the founder of the Women's Lead Movement. We're finding out more about the really important work that they're doing. Malene, you know, there's a lot of organisations out there who are fighting for women's rights. What, for you, what sets you apart? What are you doing differently, do you think?
Oh, Sarah Jane, I think it would be very arrogant for me to think that Women Lead Movement is different or even special, you know, from other organizations. Mm. And I think we can agree that each organization out there is meaningful, and they bring their own ideas, their ideology, their skills, expertise to the table to make a difference in a world with so many complex challenges, especially as it relates to women's rights. But I have said this before, Women Lead Movement is more than just an organization, but a young, growing movement that seeks to drive transformation and inclusivity. It is a movement that seeks to inspire action, a movement that seeks to empower ordinary men and women to believe that they are indeed the real decision makers and the influencers in society. I mean, we encourage people to no longer just be bystanders, but active participants that will shape the country, that will shape their futures, and the futures that they want to live in and that they want their children to live in. I mean, we're very clear. When we do these work, we tell them this is not just an information session. You are going to use this information to change your life. You are going to use this information to inspire and educate other people, and you're going to use this information to get involved in your communities. And our movement is growing, and at this point in time, we really just want South Africans to collaborate with us and to support us in fulfilling the vision that we have for this movement.
Let's talk about collaboration and partnerships. How do you go about choosing partnerships in terms of organizations or individuals that you want to team up with to achieve the aims of your organization?
Absolutely. It's vital. I mean, this is very important work for us as well. And to choose partners is very difficult because they need to share our vision. And not only share, they must believe in it as much as we do. But most important, we want to work and partner with people and organizations that have integrity, that have respect, and that have compassion, not only for themselves, but the people that they work for. And to find that kind of partnerships, I'm going to be honest with you, it's hard. And as a young organization, we had to build our reputation over the last few years. We had to prove our worth and our substance out there, and we've really been trying to do that consistently. I'm just going to mention two things. The one is, you're going to find this very strange, actually. Most of our support over the last 2 years came from organizations and people on the continent, not in South Africa, like on the African continent and internationally, which is bizarre. But fortunately, that is starting to change now because we've recently just concluded work with the Sundown Foundation, and we're in the process of entering a massive partnership with the City of Cape Town, Community Services and Health Department. We are so excited about this work because it will be one of the biggest gender-based violence prevention programs that the city has seen to date. I mean, it's going to reach multiple communities, hundreds of young women and men. And the beauty of this program that we are partnering with the city is that it has various components, from trauma counseling to substance abuse prevention to personal development, you know, to education on gender-based violence and HIV/AIDS, community action planning, educating people about the law, the laws that exist within, you know, the GBV space, etc. It's an intense program. It's going to be a long one.
One of the reasons that I love talking to you is because you are so passionate about what you do, and that comes through so clearly in talking around the Women's Lead movement. There's going to be people listening in now who are hearing your passion, and it is infectious, and who want to get involved. How can they do that? How can they get in touch with you? Perhaps they think that they would make a good collaboration partner. Maybe they've got some skills that they think would lend themselves to the organization or to those that you support. How can they do that?
Listen, we are everywhere. We have a website. We are on Facebook. I'm on Instagram and Twitter. You know, I'm 36 years old. I feel like an oldie, but I'm there as well. They can reach out to me directly. Our email is on there. Our website is there. Get in contact with me, and let's see how we can collaborate and just make this vision and build this movement together as a collective.
Yeah, absolutely. Malene Rousseau is the founder of the Women's Lead Movement, doing incredible work in the local community. As you've just heard, they do have a website, womensleadmovement.co.za. If you are interested in collaborating or finding out more about the work they do, you can head to that website.